Traveling the Mind by Traveling the World. I am a huge fan of the American author Michael Crichton. Most of you will know him as the author of Jurassic Park, but he has written way more than that on a very diverse range of subjects. One that stands out for me is his autobiography, simply titled Travels. Whenever I have one of those moments where I do not know what to do with myself in life, Travels, more often than not, is the book I will pick out of my bookcase. At times it follows me around the house, from wherever I am to wherever I'm going. There and back again, to quote Bilbo Baggins. What I particularly like about Travels is that next to the stories about Crichton's encounters and adventures around the world being smart, witty and entertaining, he is also a great storyteller in the sense that he explores his own mind as he travels. It is a joy to look at the world through Crichton's eyes. He observes things others might not have noticed, and although puzzled by some of them, he so accurately describes his confusion that it sets you thinking yourself, as if you were there with him, wondering what the heck it's all about. Michael Crichton has been the one who made me aware that traveling, which is something humankind has been doing since the dawn of its time, is what jogs the human understanding of life. There is a huge difference, of course, between an all-inclusive holiday where one indulges oneself in the so-called pleasures of life, or backpacking your way through the Himalayas. But somewhere in that middle, there is plenty of scope to evolve on, as some internationals might agree. One of the reasons I find so much comfort in Crichton's autobiography is because, funnily enough, even as a native of my own country, the Netherlands, I feel out of place at times, perhaps just as much out of place as some internationals might do. It seems that once one chooses the path of travel and leaves the nest, it can be mighty difficult to crawl back into the egg should the need arise. At the same time, it is that need to learn how to travel that makes us fly away. It gets us off the couch and in touch with ourselves. It gets us away from the television and the computer, even if those are not always considered a bad thing. Literally moving yourself from one place to the other gets the physical energies going, and therewith the inspirational ones as well. And while the traveling storytellers among us might feel lost at times, it is great to know that the world is on the move where it concerns our evolution-long habit to roam the world, and that there's many like us. We may not know them all personally, but hey, they're out there traveling the world just like you and me, and some write their stories down in which we can find comfort and recognition. To read the complete version of this blog, go to www.energycounseling.nl. This is Ingrid Schippers for Dutch Buzz.